All right. So yesterday I talked about that glass ceiling. It's like, you know, you so many people they wanna they don't know why their lives just go nowhere. But it's because of the power games that they play. They're power tripping. It's because they're power tripping. I'm looking at it something happening. Islam and China are both triggering a lot of alarm. They're setting up, yeah, they're triggering alarms. They're tripping flags. And people are starting to feel in America, people are starting to feel the Islam fear creep in. I've got this theory. We'll call it the Steele theorem of Islam. You know how it seems that there's some people in America's government or maybe the media that it's like they're friendly to Islam? Yeah, I mean, isn't it interesting that Democratic politicians, they want to advance LGBTQ, but at the same time they want Islam and the Quran everywhere? It's like, are you aware that Islam doesn't like LGBTQ and they're only going to fight each other? I mean, it doesn't matter what degree of should we say, well, love for jihad, which, you know, holy war could be like a war on poverty in the Sunni view of jihad. Yeah, depending on their various and sundry in the wide scale of the definition and scope of what jihad ought to be, from the peaceful to the violent, and the peaceable to the extreme, whatever it is, there is no version of Islam that's going to embrace LGBTQ and not have big serious fights with them. The groups are going to fight with each other more than the Christians are going to fight with LGBTQ or than the Christians are going to fight with Islam. No two groups are going to fight as much as Islam and LGBTQ. So why is it that Democratic politicians in the mass media tends to defend both of these? There's this theory that John Brennan, former CIA director, was a Muslim. And there's this theory that a lot of people in the media are Muslims, or a lot of these Democrats are closet Muslims, or that Obama was a closet Muslim. I've got this Steele theorem. The Steele theorem of Islam is that in the West, there are people in powerful positions that are trying to promote both LGBTQ and Islam so that it makes people fight, one, and two, it makes the public throw themselves into absolute panic, like what's happening with Wuhan virus I'm seeing over here. I'm seeing panic all over the place. I walk down the street and people look at me like they're scared of me or something, like they're scared I'm going to die. And I'm like, I can't buy a medical, because I'm not wearing a medical mask outside. I'm like, I can't wear medical masks. They're all on rations. You can't buy them anywhere. You know? So, and a lot of them might think that I'm stupid. They don't know. I don't get sick. I have a really healthy immune system and I know how to keep it that way. So, anyhow, so I, you know, panic. I'm seeing panic with Wuhan. And I think that there is a movement to try to throw the Western public into panic about Islam. That might be why everyone was allowed to march into Germany. I don't think that Angela Merkel loves Islam. I really wonder if she abhors Islam, but she's just trying to create a Supreme Chancellor Palpatine Phantom Menace crisis so that she can get emergency powers. I have no reason. I have nothing to collaborate this. This is not, I have no conspiracy evidence of this at all whatsoever. It's probably not true. It's just a theorem. It works. It's like it was like the Limbaugh theorem of the media. The Limbaugh had a theorem of Obama, and Limbaugh had a theorem of media. The Obama theorem was that Obama would go create a crisis quietly here and then go speak out against it over there. That was the Limbaugh theorem of Obama. The Limbaugh theorem of the media is that after Obama was elected, it was no longer the Democratic Party telling the mass media what to do. It was the mass media telling the Democratic Party what to do. And if you look at it that way, then it's easier to kind of anticipate what's going to happen. So this is the steel theorem of Islam, that the reason it's spreading everywhere is because someone, they hate Islam, but they're trying to put Muslims as close to Christians and as close to LGBTQ as they possibly can in order to scare everybody into freaking out and frankly killing a lot of Muslims. I really do think all these Muslims moving into these countries, it's not just going to continue forever, 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 and then everything becomes Islam. That's not going to happen. Eventually, the Western world is going to feel the squeeze and they're going to freak out and a lot of Muslims are going to die. And I don't want that. I don't want that. Overplaying their hands. China's doing the same thing. I wish that China wouldn't overplay their hands so much. But, they overplay their hand and then the West politicizes it. Look at that. Oh, my goodness. You know how many politicians are going to get elected because of what China's doing and because of the Muslim spread? My goodness. Don't let yourself be a toy. Don't let yourself get played. Don't do it. All right. Well, this has been, it's a fun day. See you next week.